The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
And a good afternoon it is. We sort of guessed this. I'm going to claim it. We guessed this might happen today, that, you know, it was a bit down too much in the US, but trade war talks were starting to, you know, just to be lost a little bit and not becoming as vitriolic as what they were when it first started. And as a result, the Dow Jones, boy, did it put on some numbers last night, up 669 points, if you don't mind, back above 24,000. But clearly, volatility is the big winner. I mean, it was down 700, down 400, up 669. They're big movements. You don't normally see those. So interesting to see how it plays out. So we rebounded today, up 42 points, finished at 5,944 points.
Well, that's a good start.
It's a good start. It's a good start. It's a good rebound, and it's a good way to, you know, conclude the day with strength across the boards. You know, it wasn't just one sector or the other. The banking sector, only Commonwealth Bank really went up of any significance, up 41 cents. BHP had a good day, up nearly 40 cents to nearly $29, within a cent of both of those. CSL did well, up a couple of bucks, finished at $158.55. What else did I see that was up to? Wesfarmers were up 10, $41.70. BlueScope were up, Tabcorp were up, Woodside were up 19, A2 Milk Company, it's always up 60 cents today to $13.04.
Wow.
So that was the performances there. There was some news. I mean, there's some little ones are up. Oz Minerals, which is one of the bigger copper producers in this country, made a bid for a smaller copper company. Oz Minerals went up 10 cents to $9.10, which was a whole 1%. But Avanco, who they bid for, went up 101%, if you don't mind, up 7.8 cents, finished at 15.5. OM Holdings, manganese, similarly used for batteries as well, up 6.5 to 140. So that's certainly got its got things running along. I believe there's some very interesting things going on the border of North Korea and China today. Our Hong Kong office, Argonaut does have a Hong Kong office, is making it quite clear there's a lot of strange things happening near the border there.
Okay.
I think the leader of the North Korean party, Kim Jong-un, if I'm almost getting it right, has been on a train ride to Beijing. And so there was a lot of covering up of the train stations and all lots of roads and railway and train stations were blocked off and causing a lot of mayhem down that part of China at the moment. Apparently a lot of cities were gridlocked as the train passed through.
Yeah, the scoop from Kevin Johnson this afternoon.
Yeah, there's a bit of a scoop from Margaret's Hong Kong office. And as far as the currency goes, it's bumbling around, still around 77. Euros are still over $1.60. Pounds nearly $1.84 as we speak. Gold price doing very well, $1,353. That translates to $1,750 Aussie. It's a wonderful price for the Australian gold producers. Northern Star, although despite that, went down a little bit today, but they did pay another dividend. That was good. Gold Road were up. Regis were up a couple. So the gold shares are pretty steady. Sandfire, as I mentioned, being a copper stock, was rallying as well. Oh, and Mineral Resources now have the accolade of Morgan Stanley's top pick in the resources sector. Was up 3% today at 50, which is 56 cents to 17.56 after they did a deal on a graphite project in our northwest for a little company called Hexagon Resources, which I didn't know anything about until that happened today. So therefore, I've learned something today. So that, my friend, is the stock market today.
Kevin Johnson, thank you very much.